Hello, everyone. It's Tanya Gabrielle here, wealth astrologist. Welcome to the Premium Wealth Forecast for January 2022. Happy New Year, and welcome to the Year of Resonance. We are in a sixth universal year, and this is a powerful opportunity to understand the power of frequency, the frequencies that you choose. And as we have it, January is a seven universal month, so we're going to look at that. We're going to cover the two lunations, and then we're going to go in detail into every day, the 31 days of January, the star code forecast for each day. So let's begin, first of all, with the seven universal month in January 2022. Now, first of all, seven is a number of rest, of rejuvenation, and it basically allows you to tune into intuition. So as you rejuvenate your mind and spirit, you open up your heart space to listen and to, in that state of contemplation, receive tremendous inspiration. And so it's a great time to read, to attend to your health, to get away from the hustle and bustle, to get out in nature if you can, just to rejuvenate. It's not really a big time for social activities. It's really more a period of attending to your spiritual needs and your internal needs. And so when you look at the number seven, the top represents the unseen, the higher elevation of life, the what some might call heaven, others call source. And then the diagonal line that comes down from that horizontal line is the lightning strike of inspiration. So you will receive a lot of aha moments, right? And you will plant seeds with these moments. These are seeds that will germinate later in time. So there's a sense of not only listening, but also being very gentle with yourself as you listen to your inner voice, to slow down your pace, because this can be one of the most wonderful times in your life as you get in touch with the amazing power that you have. Now, during this time, there are many who are abdicating power, and that's because there is a sense of frequency going against frequency, like a battle going on. So there are those who are willing to take that power from those who have abdicated their own power. And that is being done through control and manipulation. So, and it's happening on many different levels. It's happening at the subtle levels, where your thoughts and emotions, and also the physical level. Right? So what you eat, what you partake in, the air you breathe, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot going on. And as we start 2022, what's happening is because of the three twos, we are being shown two sides. And we are being asked to bring harmony to those two sides. So instead of feeling like you belong to group A versus group B, which is the old mindset, we need to get out of that battle, right? That frequency battle, and move into a place where we feel complete wholeness, abundance, infinite health, infinite wellness, infinite vitality. And so the whole point is when we align ourselves with one of two sides and we battle the other side, we won't elevate ourselves out of the battle, because that is the level of consciousness that is disempowering you, allowing these other forces to then come in and manipulate. So it creates separation. It creates disempowerment. And it creates a sense of you feeling very limited, not having a lot of resources to leave that situation. That's the old mindset of lack, right? So we want to move now in this first month into our incredible ability internally. So where we see ourselves as divine beings of light, and we allow ourselves to rise above that frequency. And so the way we do that is not living in programs of fear that have been running on pretty much automatic pilot in our subconscious mind for a very, very long time, over many lifetimes, many centuries and millennia. So we need to move into a new way of addressing this internal and external frequency battle. So how do we do that? That is the question. We have this programming running, this fear programming. How do we move out of it? And the seven is coming in and reminding us, first of all, that we have many techniques that we can use to realign our perspective, to realign that we are a spark of the divine, that we are whole, that we are complete, exactly as we are, and that that cannot be taken from us. And so this is what we need to attune to. We need to really, I always ask, what is it I need to see, understand, or do in this situation? And not to judge, not to take sides, but just to remain in the high vibrational frequency of our choice. So starting 2022, January, with a seven universal month, is an invitation for you to start to align yourself with your true divine nature by taking that horizontal line and that inspiration, that lightning strike of inspiration in the present moment, and always aligning yourself with empowerment to see yourself as a divine being of light, to rise above the level of separation. And then when you rise above it, you are not able to be controlled and manipulated by it. So this is really the major key. Now let's move on to the two lunations. The first being the new moon in Capricorn. And that new moon happens at 12 degrees, which is amazing. In fact, we've had several new moons at the end of 2021 and now several at the onset of 2022 that are all at 12 degrees, consecutive new moons. And the same thing is happening in the full moons, which we'll get to in a moment. There's a consecutive number that's being repeated. And this all has to do with how we are being aligned right now to purge the old programming. So in the case of the number 12 degrees, 12 is aligned with the student, the eternal student, always learning, always participating, always realizing there is growth. And the flip side, the shadow side of 12 is to be a victim or perpetrator. So we have a choice, again, which the number 2 represents for 2022, how we want to align ourselves. There's always that choice that we have. And so this new moon at 12 degrees Capricorn is reminding us that we don't need to align with the victim side. Now, the wonderful news about this wonderful new moon is that the sun is trine to Uranus. In fact, January 1st begins, 1/1/2022 begins with the sun being exactly trine to Uranus. And so the sun and moon will be trine to Uranus on day 2 of the year as well. And this is so beautiful because the sun and moon trine Uranus basically is helping you extricate yourself from feeling like you're confined. And you are just very open. You're open to allowing new, fresh energy into your life. You're open to unusual approaches and experiences. And you are very much yearning for emotional freedom with the moon trine Uranus, heart-centered breakthroughs, and everything that it will elevate you at this point out of the fear programming is going to come through your heart, being in a place of heart-centeredness. And this moon trine Uranus is a wonderful activation. So the sun trine Uranus is exact the first, still happening on the second in this new moon. And that sets off a whole year of freedom, because Uranus is the planet of freedom. So it allows you to participate in open, unique perspectives, in activating your inner genius, your heightened intelligence, and inventiveness and curiosity and a sense of adventure, right? This is a beautiful moment to uncover critical missing links that will then set you free. And that's the whole point of Uranus. The Sun and Moon are also square to Chiron. And it's a pretty wide square, but nevertheless, it's still happening. And that is activating healing through compassion. So it's a great time if you feel inclined to start therapy, any kind of therapy. It could be cranial sacral therapy, it could be Reiki therapy, it could be massage therapy, anything to process, integrate, and release those internal energy blocks, right, that just are allowing you to experience a lot more healing. And so with the square to Chiron, you don't want to be hard on yourself. You want to engage in very compassionate conversations because your inner spiritual voice is really awakening more fully, and it's requiring your full attention at this time. The new moon, sun, and moon are also sextile to Neptune, and this sets up a beautiful theme as well. Beginning the year with the sextile to Neptune is showing the importance of Pisces and Neptune this year. And Neptune will play a huge role later in April. And this is just showing the importance of spirituality, intuitive awareness, psychic awareness, being connected to your sweet, caring, tender, loving, compassionate side, and using your intuition and creativity in a way that is just very artistic and beautiful. So it's very mystical, and it allows you to have deep conversations with friends that bring healing and that elevate you in terms of your frequency. Now, a transit that doesn't involve the sun and moon, but nevertheless still is playing a part during the Capricorn new moon, is Mars sextile to Saturn. And that brings a strong surge of energy that activates responsibilities and duties. So you have a strong willpower, you have strong concentration, your perseverance is heightened. You really can use this transit to follow through on a project that you feel passionately about. And you're taking your work seriously. So you can apply unusual effort in a way that brings really great results because the distractions are held at bay as you complete goals with discipline, with dedication. And if you're dating, this is actually a wonderful time to commit to the relationship, to make it formal. And also your patience is strengthened. You know, Mars can sometimes be very headstrong and impatient, and Saturn is tempering that energy and really allowing Mars to be the vitality planet that Mars is and help to discover the most efficient path to a successful completion of any project you're working on. So it's a really nice way to begin the year. Now, the second lunation in January is the full moon in Cancer. It happens on the 17th at 11:48 p.m. Universal Time, which is 6:48 p.m. Eastern, 3:48 p.m. Pacific. Now, this full moon is continuing consecutive full moons at the 27-degree number, which started back in 2021, a couple full moons then, and continues again several full moons at 27 degrees in early 2022. Now, 27 being repeated like this is the number of unconditional love, but leadership through wisdom, leadership through compassion, leadership through letting go. The purging part of this beginning of the year is very much enhanced by this number, and also by the powerful presence of Pluto in general. And Pluto really makes a big statement in this full moon in Cancer, being conjunct the sun and opposite the moon, and it's almost an exact conjunction. So this is a very powerful placement of Pluto, and Pluto plays a huge role at the onset of the year because of the event in February that I covered in the ultimate yearly forecast for the U.S., but it impacts the whole world, and that is the Pluto return, the first time Pluto returns to its birthplace since the founding of the U.S. in 1776. So really a major event that happens on February 20th, and we'll cover that in next month's forecast. But Pluto is literally going to help us to purge, and Pluto also empowers. And we talked about the empowerment theme earlier when we were covering the seven universal month for January. Empowerment from victimization is a very powerful theme. And we already had the number 12 degrees for the new moon that covered the shadow side being the victim number, right? And the positive side being the student number, the student of learning and growth. And now we have the 27, which is leadership through wisdom, leadership through compassion and love. So the Pluto connection, let's cover that first. The moon is opposite Pluto, and that really intensifies your feelings. So your feelings need to come into the forefront, not as reactionary emotions, but basically to understand, allow, acknowledge, and purge. So to stay in control of how those emotions come up, and they will really, really be intensified as we move through the first couple months, especially. But you want to breathe through any mood changes. Remember that oppositions, like this opposition of Moon and Pluto, they bring harmony when you allow the energies to come into balance. So not to battle the other side, but to share. It's the sharing quality, like sharing with a trusted friend, right? This is allowing the channeling of your deep feelings into something very, very empowering and also very creative. So the intuition factor with Pluto is extremely high. Pluto really fosters spiritual downloads and the ability to intuit deep, deep truths. And you can allow yourself to really listen and breathe. And this empowerment is very emotional, and it strengthens you because you're accepting the depths of your feelings. You're not pushing them away. And then instead of pushing them away and ignoring them and sweeping them under the rug and allowing them to foster even greater impact on your life because you're ignoring them, instead of doing that, you are releasing them. You're acknowledging and releasing them. So the sun conjunct Pluto is allowing you to feel your personal power in a magnificent way. This is very intense energy because it allows you to probe into the root causes of anything, really. And it is a wonderful time for deep research, for uncovering the unknown, the unseen, mysteries, secrets. So a lot of that will unfold during this time. Relationship challenges are also seen very clearly. And purging, releasing the past through forgiveness is very much enhanced. So there's a rebirth component to Pluto that can't be underemphasized. And the rebirth component is basically the allowance of living in this moment only and not allowing your past to define how you react and think about life. So it's a major inner awakening of awareness and connection. Another good thing to do when Pluto conjuncts the sun is to clear clutter, to purge any negative energy, including negative people, and basically to transform your life in a positive way. Also, during this full moon, we have the Sun sextile Neptune and the Moon trine Neptune. And that, just like the new moon in Capricorn had the connection to Neptune, we're focusing on our spirituality, including our spiritual origins. We're not denying that we are divine beings of light, always have been and always will be. And it's helping us to understand our destiny and awaken our intuition. Just like with Pluto, Neptune helps us connect in a galactic way to other worlds. And also to bond deeply with loved ones in a very sweet, tender way. So you want to pay attention to your visions, your dreams. You absolutely want to, in January, explore your creative, artistic side. This will connect you instantly to the divine within you, and also will help with creating mystical experiences. They're very much available to you with this Neptune activation. So other transits that don't involve the Sun and Moon are Venus trine to Uranus. Very beautiful. Remember that Venus is in retrograde and will be until January 29th. So this will allow you to do inner explorations of beauty, of love and romance, and of looking at finances in a very new way. So you're open to exploring new options because of Uranus's desire to explore. And so this is a great time to actually look at a new creative way to do your projects or to just be open to experiment in general. Financial windfalls are very much enhanced with this trine. And it just gives you a new perspective on how to magnify your flow of abundance. So it's a good time to look at that and set intentions. It also helps you to honor your own and everyone else's uniqueness because Uranus governs your inner genius. So your eye for beauty, your eye for what is valuable, what you can value, is really great, as is your inner innovator, right? Finding a unique way to express yourself. And as for relationships, they get a burst of excitement at this time. Now, Mercury is conjunct to Saturn, and Mercury at this point is also retrograde, just like Venus. So this actually helps the whole theme of January, which is the 7 universal month theme. Any retrograde, especially with personal planets, helps us to go within and reflect, and 7 is that number in numerology. So Mercury retrograde, Venus retrograde are helping that to be facilitated. So Mercury conjunct Saturn allows you to probe, get serious about a project, focus on a positive way to make progress. It really enhances your concentration powers. Your mind is just really able to focus and be patient and be practical and realistic. And also, if you need input from a mentor, that is very much helped at this time as well. Mercury is also square to Uranus, and that can create impatient conversations. Now, because Mercury is retrograde, it's easier to not dive in right away and be reactionary, but you may feel a kind of nervous tension. And so this is important. If you do, you want to communicate and clear the energy, because the pace of life is very much quickened with Uranus and Mercury. Like, you think faster, and so you want to make sure that you don't rush into things. Like I said, the retrograde helps to slow this energy down a bit. Both Mercury and Uranus govern connection and communication, and the extra electricity can create a kind of short-circuiting effect. So you may want to reschedule any really important meetings for another day or another week. Any big decisions, just wait a couple days before making them, and just be very flexible, be very open. And finally, Mercury retrograde is sextile to Chiron as well. And that means your right and left brain are able to be totally in balance. Chiron represents our heart space, our healer, our inner healer. Mercury is the practical mind. So it enhances the ability to read other people's minds, but also to be in that place of total immersion where you translate your heart space and can basically channel information. Your mind is very incisive and stable. It's infused with love, and you have an extraordinary ability to create and convey the meaning of how you feel, especially regarding healing and compassion to others. So now it's time to move to the astronumerology forecast for every day in January.